T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. It's Monday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020, and go to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more information or to make a donation. Thank you. All right, here's what's happening. I don't know when the heat wave broke exactly because everything's a blur for me right now. But right now, as we walk out the door at my house, I just ran out because it's trash day and I was going to try and throw something on the truck. But I missed him. So, but it's actually, the air is wet at my house right now. It's super cool, wet.
Oh, like that foggy, misty thing?
Yes, that exactly. So enjoy it, though, because as I looked into the forecast, our next heat wave is coming for the weekend, and Monday is going to, a week from today, is scorching everywhere. So that could change. But in early app use here, I'm seeing a big heat wave headed our way for a week from now. So,
enjoy the cool weather. And yeah, I'm looking like it's warming up toward the end of the week.
I didn't know what she was referencing, but yet last night my wife and two kids went for a walk, which it gives me the house, right? So I was sitting there waiting for Big Brother. It was probably 7-ish.
Okay.
So I put my guitar on and I cranked my amp and I just jammed for a while at like really ridiculous volumes. And when they got home, I was done and I am like, oh, hey guys, you know, hi. They come by my room. First one walks in and then it's a funny scene, but they're like, God, you were so loud. We could hear you from a mile away. I'm all, what? No, you couldn't.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
We were down there with the neighbors and we couldn't believe he's playing Ozzy. And I'm like, oh my God. I didn't know it was that loud. But on my out on the driveway, as I just ran out there, my daughter had written, Dad, stop, with chalk on the driveway. Apparently that was her message to me about my guitar playing. My message to her is, you misspelled stop, punk.
How did you spell it? Dad Stoop?
Yeah, let me show you. I took a picture of it as I ran out there.
Oh, you got to post that on Instagram. That's funny. Oh, my God.
See.
Dad Stoop.
Wait, there it is.
S-O-P. Oh, S-O-P. Sopped. Dad sopped. Dad sopped up the
That's in chalk
gravy.
On my driveway, apparently. So, sorry. Sorry about it. Dad had the house to himself. For once.
Was there a window open or something? Or is it
must
just...
have been because it was... I was
cranking.
Loud. Yeah. Oh my God, a 30-watt amp like cranked. So...
Well, that's when we were at your house. Shoot, I guess it must have been right before your wedding. I think that's the only time I've been over your house.
Way over a year ago.
Yeah, you and John were up in that room and the volume was quite impressive. like that was, I thought, wow, and there you are sitting right in front of it. That can't be good for the old eardrums, but.
Well, don't you do that?
No.
You guys jam every weekend.
Yeah, but we turn it down to reasonable levels. I mean, you know, we don't want to raise the dead or anything.
Well, I was trying to raise the dead last night.
I guess so.
Anyway.
Dad sopped.
Can you believe
so good that? You have to post that. That's so funny.
I'll post it, sure. This is this is my kid's answer to my guitar jamming,
right?
A misspelled cut it out. Anyway, so here we are Monday morning, so the heat wave's a week away. There's that. I also wanted to tell you, by the way, that the NFL season is sneaky close. It looks like we're about 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. You know, I give them credit because I honestly, while all this was happening, figured, well, that's the one sport that has no chance. And they have proceeded like there is nothing happening. I mean, I'm sure in their little, you know, training camps or whatever, they're being as careful as possible, but... I'm really surprised that we're at this point, and I'm excited by it. I look forward. I can't wait.
Well, it'll be great if it happens, right? I mean...
Well, look, if you're trapped in the house, I mean, this will be the one time where I'm like, yeah, I'm watching football all day. I never watch football all day. I'm too... A, I can't sit still very, very easily, but there's nothing to go do?
Right.
Bring it on. Why not, right?
Yeah.
All right, so... Anyway, there's a few stories I want to roll through here real quick. One of them is, you know your favorite website, Pinterest?
Yes.
You love that,
just
right?
Just on there yesterday.
Right.
Thinking about taking up a new hobby.
What is it?
It's painting rocks, painting little mandalas on rocks. I found this rock near my house with a little smiley face. I went, that is the thing that's making me so happy right now. It's like the world's crashing down around me and everyone's sick and... Like, I found this little rock, and I went, I should paint rocks. So I looked on Pinterest, and you wouldn't believe the beautiful rocks that are out there. Oh, my God, people are so creative. Anyway, back to Pinterest. Go on. If you need a new hobby, look on Pinterest. Honey, shut up. I'm telling you, I'm bored. I made dust covers yesterday for my sewing machines. I mean, that's, you know.
What did you call them, mandalas?
It's called a mandala. It's like that, you know, it's like, you remember Spirograph when we were kids, it makes these like swirly kind of, I don't even know how to
I remember that, yes, but I don't know the term that you used.
Well, so these people, they dot these, they're like an eight-sided or possibly more kind of a outward bursting design. I don't know how to, and they're all really dots, you know, they're, at least on these rocks they are. Mandala was a new thing to me yesterday.
Do you have one to show us? I mean, you started?
I don't. Bryn, go to Pinterest and take a and type in rock mandala, and you'll there it is. There's one. Isn't that beautiful? Someone takes a rock and then they paint. Oh, they have gorgeous. Special like they're gorgeous, aren't they? And then there's all these tutorials on there where they show people in fast, you know, in time lapse. Painting these things and putting the dots on, they use special tools to dot the paint just so. I'm like, well, no time like the present. I might as well.
That is
beautiful,
very,
right?
Are you going to keep them, Sarah, after you're done painting them?
It is elaborate. Am I going to what?
Are you going to keep the rock after you're done painting
No,
it?
I'm going to put it around the neighborhood people are
that's
doing.
That's what I was
going
to say because we had somebody left a rock like that.
Like that?
But it was
damn.
It wasn't like that. It was painted. You can tell it was a little kid did it, but somebody's going around our neighborhood and leaving painted rocks.
That's where I found that painted rock the other day, just randomly, like on my back steps like near the park. So, but here's the thing that I didn't know, because as I posted a picture of it on Instagram, people are putting like their handles on the back of them so that when you post the picture, you can tag them and they know that people have seen it. So I guess you got to put your little handle on there. So you should check the backs of the rocks.
Well, I think like a 5-year-old did it. There was no. I did check. There was no handle.
I didn't check mine yet. That you were talking about googly eyes and a smiley face. That what you just
well,
showed
that
me
may
there,
be all I can. Oh, look at that! Look how beautiful.
That's beyond. That is crazy. And
they're
if I worked
so gorgeous.
As hard as those people worked on those, I don't know how I'm putting that just in a rock pile and walking away
they
from
it. They look like pin cushions for your
They do
needles.
Look like pin cushions. They're so pretty. So I think that people sell them too, Vin. Like, people who do them this well, like, mine would be janky, I'm sure. So I don't know that. Plus, selling rocks seems wrong. I just, yeah, I want to put a little beauty in the world, you know?
All right. Well, I'm excited to see your first work. I hope
going to do it. I'm just, you know, I'm going to start collecting rocks and see if any of them inspire me. And then
Pinterest, the social sharing site popular for pinning recipes and home inspiration and mandalas.
Sure,
photos. They were planning to move into a huge San Francisco office space.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
How big?
The lease was for 88 Bluxome. I don't know where that, I guess, I don't even know that street. I've never heard that name. But
no.
They say the high-rise complex to be constructed near their existing San Francisco headquarters. The company, though, now has decided, due to the pandemic, they are not going to build those buildings and not moving into them.
Wow.
They've canceled the lease at a fine price of $89 million.
Fined $89 million. They paid $89 million to get out of this.
That's right. They paid $89 million to say, we're not moving into that building. So that's the termination fee.
Oh, wow. So somebody else is building the building and they were planning to lease. And now they're saying, no, we're not leasing.
Right. So it looks like, so this is located in China Basin, they say, near the 4th and King Caltrain station, which I know that area well, but I don't know the street name Bluxome. So whatever the point is, that's the difference now that we're seeing in, I've already read the stories about, because everyone is working from home, downtown San Francisco is a ghost town.
Right.
And the little businesses that depend on the workforce, whether it's for bagels or hot dogs, whatever lunch that people eat, whatever, you know, clothing items you may have bought in person instead of online, downtown San Francisco, you're no longer there and doing that. So not only are these little businesses going out, but big businesses, the tech workforce, is realizing that they don't need to have giant buildings. And so, and their statement on it says, this is going to allow us to save a lot of money, but they'll be able to hire a more diverse workforce, let them work from home. And I don't know what to make of that. I guess that's, we sort of anticipated something like that.
Yes,
but at
we
a
definitely
fine price,
did.
Of $89 million.
And they're thinking this is going to actually save us money in the long run. I mean, that's kind of incredible, right? The fine is $89 million, and they're like, yep, okay, we'll pay that because we're not moving in there. Damn.
I mean, you look to undo what they are obviously seeing as a mistake, and that's the cheaper of the two options. Imagine you build that thing, fill it with people, and realize we don't need this.
Right.
Like, we showed ourselves this without we didn't need it. Yeah, but long ago.
This is what the pandemic is showing us. That look at us, for God's sake. Who would have ever thought we could be doing this show from four different locations right now? This is incredible.
Whoa.
It's not without its challenges, but let's face it, it works. And we're just a dumb radio show. Imagine you're some tech company and the thing is chugging along, no problem, and your whole building's empty. And you're like, wonder if we don't need 150,000 square feet of space anymore. I would think
my
the
comment on
the
that
bill
is
alone.
As much as this show, as much as we've been able to make it work, what I really look forward to is an improved sort of world outlook, you know, sort of get this pandemic behind us and start doing like you see it everywhere where someone is on a show and they're like, I'm at home with my family way too much.
Yes.
I do think that we need to be able to leave our homes after we do our show and actually have experiences, life experiences.
Yes.
Normal.
It's difficult
life.
To talk about, hey, what'd you do yesterday? Same thing as I did the day before.
Right.
Sat at my house and waited for the day to end so I could go to bed and wake up and do the show tomorrow.
So for me, I guess my point
what about
is
you?
The experiment won't be real until we're doing this under normal circumstances. And then we'll see if it works or if it's not worth it or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, so
yeah,
I've laughed at so many business people or people in entertainment or around who are going, yeah, I am with my family too much. And you just go, yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah, I'm hearing that from everyone.
Well, then a lot of people feel like when they work in the place that they live, they're much more connected. There's no leaving work. They work more and they're constantly able to be found by the people they need to do work for. So it's, you know, I'm sure your wife has experienced that because she's been working from home for a long time. But it's,
yeah,
that's definitely a downside for the worker. But for the boss, they're like, yes, I can just get a hold of that person right now at 3 in the morning. No problem.
No doubt. This next story, I don't know if I mentioned, so I was trying to mention in the NFL starting very soon, the first game for the Niners is September 13th. So it's less, what is that, less
two
than
weeks,
2 weeks?
Or 2 weeks away.
Actually, two less weeks exactly away from now. So the NFL is going to sneak right up on us here with no preseason games. It's just
This is right to the season.
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, imagine that. Hmm.
So this next story was a video that I saw at first, and I couldn't figure out how in the hell this could happen. You're going to have to find the video, Bryn, but a 3-year-old girl in Taiwan, she's safe. She's okay.
Okay.
But somehow she got caught up in the strings of a kite and flew into the air on the thing. And we had just been talking about getting lifted by balloons, right? Didn't you and Mike some segment where you were trying to fly him with balloons?
Crazily,
look at this video.
That's
the kid in the air. And we're talking about...
How is that thing even holding her up? Oh, my God, they got her. Oh, that's unbelievable.
The first video I saw...
Oh, Jesus, that's amazing. Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, she's so high, too. You have to
see that. And getting whipped around. I mean, she looks like a rag doll. That is the scariest thing ever. Oh, that poor little thing. She must be scared to death.
Yeah, she was scared to death. That's actually... she's okay. And the comment is, yes, she was scared. Obviously rattled. The thing... So I have a video a little different from the one Bryn showed, but it shows the kite lifting up. And then this kid's attached to it. And it just takes... and she's up there a while. And she's getting whipped.
Whipped. Here's the thing. That's not what I picture for a kite either. That's like a ribbon. I don't even know how that thing is keeping her up in the air. That's incredible.
The first thing you see is when it starts whipping her, I'm like, how is she holding on?
Because it looks like it's around her neck.
That is, I mean, she's really got a grip, but I guess she's been caught in the strings.
Right.
So that's how she's not falling off. I mean, I don't know how that held on to her, but she's okay. But this is the video of the day that you got to take a look at. It's a long-tailed orange kite. She gets caught up in the thing and ends up flinging around in the air above people holding their arms up. Like, it becomes a giant crowd. And actually, there's the other thing. It's a giant crowd of people gathered during COVID times.
Like, it is.
What a trip. Look at that. Here it is. Here's the liftoff. This is the kite. It's taken off.
I see the kite now, yes.
And now you'll see her. Whoops. Look how high above everyone's head she is.
It's unreal. She goes up so high. Oh, my God. It's so scary. Can you imagine
gnarly,
being
a mother? Huh?
Oh, you got to put that up at the Serenvini Facebook page or, you know, make that easy for people to find. That is, wow.
Fudge. I didn't get to my divorce story, and I'm completely out of time. I'll lead with that next time. Let me do a text, though. Let's see. 925 says, been fighting to work from home for years as my company is very old school and wanted you in the office. But because of the pandemic, that had all changed. Yeah, that's great. No one has been in the office since March. One positive side effect of COVID. All right. Yeah, you won your battle. Mm.
That's, I think, a battle that a lot of people feel like they've won. Look, we're making this work. We're efficient and available to you. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, David Blaine, that's the guy who was supposed to do the balloon thing. I have an update on that. I got what Nicolas Cage is up to. It's always great, right? And I've got news about The Stand, which is coming up in December after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.